Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a terrific Thursday, August the 6th, 2015. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody, always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. Check us out on Facebook, Google Plus, Vine, Instagram, and we're all across the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and I am excited that you've tuned in. Today is our wrap up conclusion episode of Family Focus. For the past 6 weeks, three times a week, we've been coming to you live, dealing with family issues, giving you tools that you can use to help your family become a better version of itself, to help your family function better, to help you see your family differently, and help you to survive in family conflicts and turmoil and when you have to have those hard conversations. We started off kind of talking about the Oreo generation. And that's the generation that's in between seniors and in between kids, and you're dealing with everybody's issues, and sometimes you forget yourself in the equation. We moved on and kind of started talking about blended families, his kids, her kids, my kids, our kids, all under one roof, the adopted kids, the stepkids, all together, and trying to make that work. We moved on and we started talking about family conflicts and how to deal with those and how to bring up issues and kind of let some stuff go and resolve some issues for family's sake, for peace's sake, just for the sake of moving forward, because all that emotional baggage is just slowing you down and weighing you down, and it's not needed and necessary for where you're going in life. We have covered a wide variety of topics. We also talked about discipline. We talked about marriage. We talked about love languages. We talked about family meetings, why it's important to spend quality time with people, not always money, not you don't have a lot of time to spend with people, but what you do during that time of making memories that last, because memories outlast money any day of the week. Oh, my gosh, we have talked about it a lot. So if you've missed anything, definitely check us out. Go back and listen to a few other episodes and see what you missed, because you've missed some really good jewels. Today's going to be no different. Yesterday we talked about the importance of the family emergency plan. Emergencies happen, and you need to be as prepared as possible for them. Life happens, and you need to be as prepared as possible. And so having talks and discussions in advance, not to scare people, not to put fear into people, but just to have something down, have copies of your records, and have stuff in safe places, in fireproof boxes. Let your kids know who the emergency contacts are. Let everyone know. Also, not just having phone contacts because your phone could die, but also have numbers written out like we used to do years ago. Not so long, but yeah. But years ago, have the numbers written down in a safe place, in pen, you know, because these things are important and life happens all around us, and it could be something tragic. It could be something simple, you know, and you need to be able to reach people and have a plan in place for when these things occur. So how do you conclude all that? How do you wrap all of that up in a package like this? At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, you are a wonderful person. You are. You have flaws. You have talents. You have gifts. And you're not perfect. Does not mean you're not wonderful. You are, just as you are. But you can always be better. And we want you to be better. And so we've given you tools. And we've given you ideas and suggestions of things that you can do to make yourself better within your family, to help your family as a unit to become better. Why? Because we believe that family is the backbone of communities. And when individuals get together and then families get together, then our communities will be better, which will affect things across a global perspective in time. We understand that there's a season for everything, and there may be a season for family discord, but I think that we could call an end to negativity when we make the choice to live and to speak positive, when we start accepting people for who they are, not for who we want them to be, when we start accepting ourselves for who we are and still try to make ourselves better because we're salt and we're light and we're a role model and we're an example for the people in our household and a generation behind us and for some of us a generation who went before us. We have that responsibility, and it's up to us as the individual, the one person, to make a difference with this gift called life. You have the power within you to leave a footprint in this world, in time, in history, that cannot be moved. You have the power to leave a legacy or to at least start one within your family that cannot be denied, that cannot be shaken, that cannot be moved. You have that power within you. It's just up to you to tap into that power, to be the go-to person, to be the lead person on forgiveness or be the lead person on letting stuff go, to show other people how it's done, that they don't have to hold on to stuff for 30 and 40 and 50 years and my kids don't talk to her kids and her kids do this. But it doesn't have to be that way, but someone has to take the lead. And so whether you have to eat some humble pie or you have to put on your big girl pants or you have to eat some bravery every morning to do that, go ahead and do that because it's necessary. Families today look totally different than they have at any other time in history, especially we'll go with the American family. Today looks totally different than it has any other time in history. It is so diverse and, like, volunteer families. We've just done a lot to grow and expand the definition of family. Why not invest in family? Why not empower family? Why not support your family? Oh, because family is the first to do you wrong. Show them how to do you right. Set boundaries. It's okay to have boundaries for yourself. You can come this far and no further. And sometimes you have to start off on a business relationship until you can get to a point where y'all can talk civilly. And then after that, you can have, like, a more family relationship. It has to start somewhere. So if you have to have business meetings, family meetings, whatever type of meetings that are necessary with an agenda and a clear-cut plan, and you have to use as many I statements as possible so you're not pointing fingers, but you're making statements that really address your concern. I feel that when this happens, it does this, and therefore I would like to resolve that issue. It's nothing wrong with being the voice of peace, being the voice of reason, and being a bridge to reconnect certain things that may have been broken or twisted or bent. I have a hard time with family secrets. I really do. I try to understand people's perspective. I try to respect that as much as possible. But family secrets, when they come uncovered, it's like a fresh wound, and it's like a big gaping, gashing hole, and people try to fill it with things that don't work. Whereas if we would just tell the truth and let the truth be what it is, it's the truth. I mean, I don't know how else to address it to you, but here's the truth of the situation. This is what it is. And allow people to accept truth rather than cover up stuff for 40, 50 years. This one's auntie's really their mom and gave you up for adoption and da, da, da. It's okay to talk about stuff, and it's okay to have those hard discussions. And I think that was one of the main things that we really wanted to hit on. It's okay to have the hard discussions because the hard discussions are necessary because you've got family members walking around feeling unloved, unwanted, unappreciated, unaccepted, and not knowing why. There is a reason behind every behavior. There's a reason that people do what they do. And if you have the clues or the answer to why this situation is, why would you carry that to your grave? I understand, I do, that there was a generation who did not talk about things the way we do. There was a generation that had secrets and privacy, and we're just family and da-da-da, and don't ask me any more questions. I understand that generation existed. I just don't understand the why it's still here. I don't understand why people would continue to perpetuate that. When you can see the effects two and three generations later of the family secret not being beneficial to the family, why would you continue to hold on to the secrets? There are things that I found out in my adult life that really it shined some light on my childhood and some things I'm just like, wow. But it helped clear up some things for me. So although it was a painful pill to swallow and it was hard and it brought up some emotions, I'd rather know the truth than to continue to live a lie. And when people try to shelter you and shield you with their lies, it doesn't make you any better of a person, especially when other people know the lies. Oh, my gosh. And they just continue it on for generation after generation. And so another hope and goal is that whatever you can come clean about, that will not totally destroy the world because, you know, you're not the only person that ever did it. Come clean about it. And sometimes it's going to take time for people to forgive you, forgive your actions, accept you, accept who you are. And there are times where you're just going to have to be like, it is what it is. But those who love you and who are meant to be in your life, they'll be there. And some of them will even come back. And not every conversation is meant to be a public conversation. Sometimes people don't need to find out stuff in public. Sometimes there needs to be a one-on-one at the coffee shop or one-on-one in the living room, one-on-one wherever it needs to happen. Like, I always felt that you did such and such. You'd be surprised what an honest conversation can do. You'd be surprised what someone is carrying around in their emotional bag because you never told them the truth. How they interact with others is all based upon the lies that you told them. How they interact with others is all based upon the lies that you help perpetuate and to carry around. I don't know. I'm just the type of person. Just give me all the truth. Let me make my own decisions about what I will do after that, but give me all the truth. And a lot of the time the truth is, yeah, you were wrong. This is such and such. This is how it happened. And I like the truth from two or three different people so I can make, you know, a full picture. And so, you know, I try to verify stuff and verify sources. And so we're like, I don't even want to know. Not me. I want to know. I want to know everything that I can. I've always had a thirst for knowledge, especially when it pertains to me and my family. So if you're withholding stuff from someone and then they find out in another way or from someone who's not in the family or it comes out in an argument or a heated debate, how does that feel? Do you know how that feels? To have your personal stuff on Front Street where it could have been a private conversation and you could have had time to deal with that before it became public information? I just find it tragic, and that's why a lot of things in families can get as tumultuous as they can because we're doing stuff out of order. And because we've been out of order and a generation before us did stuff out of order, we have these out of order kids and we don't know what to do with them. We don't know how to do it with them. We don't know how to treat them or train them. And sometimes we're letting them train us. And now we're out of order again. Somebody has to be the in order generation. Someone has to say enough is enough. This is my family. This is what we are going to do. These are the standards that we're going to live by. And this is how we're going to try to make our family better. Because you're placed in your family for a reason. I mean, each of us has genetic makeups and chromosomes and similar attributes of other people in this world, and they're called our family. And, yeah, a lot of us will go outside of the bloodline to get the stuff that we need to be a successful, well-rounded adult, meaning, oh, I'll go join this group, I'll get the attention, the affection, the support I need outside of the family, when the family was set up to give you all of that, when the family was set up to give you, yes, the hard side, but also the soft side, to help shape you and mold you and frame you into a well-rounded individual that's ready to face life and adulthood. We've got so many wimpy people in our family because we never let them do things and experience things, so we're constantly trying to shield them. That doesn't produce warriors or leaders. That produces wimps and whiners, and we've got to deal with that. We've got to stop smothering and holding on to our kids so tight that we don't let them live or experience anything. We've got to stop holding on to ourselves and blocking ourselves off from the rest of the world because we don't want to be hurt. Heartache and hardships are part of life. It's natural. It's normal. It happens every day. You're not the only one that had your heart broken. Okay, and it's not mean that you stop loving, especially within the family. So you know so-and-so is a double-edged sword with their mouth. Brace yourself before you get there. Let that person know before you get there. Hey, such and such is off limits. You can talk about whatever. You can talk about my toes. You can talk about my kneecaps. But you're not going to talk about my boyfriend because I don't appreciate it. Whatever your limits and boundaries are, let the people know from the beginning. And if that's the way you feel, don't come around the situation. Don't be around negativity or don't stay around negativity. it's okay to have personal boundaries. At the same time, it's okay to have private conversations to let people know where you stand and why you stand that way, but also to listen as to why they keep voicing the concern about the men that you're choosing or the females that you're choosing, why they don't want you to end up like your uncle, why they don't want you to end up like your grandma. Whatever the case may be, your family holds so many keys to who you are. Why wouldn't you want to include them in your life? Or why wouldn't you want them to be an active part of your life? Why are we pushing people away and distancing ourselves pretty much on purpose and seeking outside attention, affection, and resources when we have most of that left in our family? Why? Because it's hard. It is so hard. And I can speak from experience to deal with people in our family who know us and who knew us when, who might have changed our diapers and been with us every single time we changed our mind or even changed our last name. Every wedding that we've had, they were there with the hope that we'd get it right. And now we're on wedding number 6, and they're just shaking their heads, but they're still there. Oh, as a form of support. Okay. Because at the end of the day, most family members do not want to see you fail. People really do want the best for other people because that gives them light and encouragement that the best is still out there, that, you know what, oh, my gosh, you graduated, my child can graduate. Oh, yes, there is hope. You are successful despite what we went through as kids. Okay, I could be successful despite what we went through as kids. Oh, we were separated, but now we're together. Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. We sometimes neglect the beauty of moments and the beauty of life and the beauty of transitions because it's all wrapped up in something else. But where there is no struggle, there is no progress. And a lot of us forget that the struggle, yes, is real, but it's also beautiful. It's conditioning. When track stars and track athletes want to teach themselves how to run faster, they don't run up the hill. They run down the hill. What sense does that make you think? Oh, because gravity is pulling you down, your acceleration is pulling you down, and you're running faster than you think you can, and so you're training yourself how to get there faster because the forces upon you are pushing you and pulling you faster towards the bottom of it. A lot of us with our families, we don't want to go that route. We'd rather go up this little anthill and that little anthill, and look, yay, we did this, and yay, we did this. At the state that society is in now, we can't afford just to be happy with the little hurdles that we're conquering. Good job. Kudos for the little hurdles. But now it's time we're in a real training season because stuff is coming down the barrel so fast. We need each other. We need each other to survive. We need each other to thrive. We need each other, you know, to keep going. And so since we need each other, we need to be there for each other. So we're going to have to start running downhill to train ourselves to get there faster. And it should not take tragedy for family to continue to come together. I cannot stand how families and funerals, first of all, I don't like the whole funeral thing anyways, but families and funerals, and that's the only time you see people for years and years and years, is at a funeral at one of the hardest times ever, at the loss of a loved one. And then you come together for that, and then another 6-7 years pass. Then another 6-7 years pass. We don't have that type of time. Your gift and your talent doesn't need to wait that long. We need to start running downhill towards our family, save them, rescue them, visit them, check on them, get back in tune with them because they're needed and they need to feel that. Because we actually do love them. We're just having a hard time of displaying that love. We actually do care about them. We're just having a hard time displaying that with the hustle and bustle of life. Whatever way you have to reconnect or connect with your family, this is the greatest time ever to do that before something tragic happens, before another incident happens, before there's another catastrophe that happens. The time is now, and it's at hand, and it needs to be done, and it needs to be done on purpose. And you need to plan it out and say, hey, this is my family member. I've got to go get them. I've got to at least sit with them. I've got to at least tell them the truth. Do something of importance for your family today. Come clean about something. Forgive yourself and then forgive them so you all can move forward. Release people of the guilt and emotional bonds that has held them, for some of us, for generations. It's not necessary any longer to hold on to stuff for prolonged periods of time. It does you no physical good. It does you no emotional good. Stress is a silent killer, and a lot of us get our stress from our family. We've allowed society to tell us that that's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay not to be okay. It is okay to start having the necessary conversations. It is okay to talk about do not resuscitate, organ donation, living will, power of attorney, medical directives. It's okay to have prepaid funerals and insurance plans and wills. It's okay to have those conversations. It's okay to forgive people for what they did not knowing any better. And even if they knew better and they still hurt you, it's okay to have the tough conversation and still forgive them. A lot of people do. They know what they're doing. They continue it. But if you get to it or you get to them and you find out, oh, you did this to me because it happened to you. No one ever talked about the fact that it happened to that generation. But we're talking about what's going on with this generation. And so he or she did this because it happened to them. There's a saying that says, hurt people hurt people. So if you have a family member that's just mean and ugh, their attitude is nasty and their behavior is nasty and they're just that person, it's because they're hurt, not just because they choose to be mean. There's something or someone that has hurt them and they're still carrying that around. It's okay to show them kindness and still give them boundaries. It's okay to show them love and still give them boundaries. Those things are okay, and this is the time to do it. This is a time to say, hey, I see that you need help. I don't have much, but such as I have, I give unto you. I find it so funny that we will jump on strangers' campaigns and we will jump on this bandwagon and that bandwagon before we help our family. We'll go out and we'll give, not that they don't need it, but I'm just saying, we'll give money to homeless people and we'll give money to this organization and that organization, and you got people struggling trying to feed their children. We'll go out and we'll buy all sorts of stuff for our kids, knowing that we have family members whose kids need, but yet we're turning a blind eye to that because of whatever situation. And we don't have to do it from a place of boastfulness, but just let it be done. You don't even have to knock on the door and say, hey, it's cousin so-and-so. I'm here to save the day. You can leave stuff on people's doorsteps and just know that you did it from your heart. Man, when we start to treat our family worse than we're treating outside people, we've got a problem. I'm not saying don't give to homes. I'm not saying don't give to organizations. What I am saying is take a look at how you're treating your family. Pick up the phone and start calling people this week. That's the charge. That's the homework for the weekend. Call. Have conversations. Reconnect with the family. Because at the beginning and end of the day, they're in your lives for a reason. And they were in your lives before all the other accolades, before your talents were really revealed to the world, before your gifts were out there, before you had the status that you have. You had family. Good, bad, indifferent, ugly, mean monsters, whatever you call them, they're what you were born into for a reason. You don't understand. You're right. I do not understand your situation. I just know mine. And I know my family, as small as one side of it is, we have a whole lot of issues. But I also know there's a responsibility to heal, to mend, and to repair, and to support each other. And I take that responsibility very seriously, because if anyone is going to love on my family, it should be me. And even the ones I have distance from, I'm okay with contacting them and saying, hey, this is just a check-in. I was thinking about you. You ran across my mind. And it means a lot to people when you use something as precious as time and you contact and you reach out. Time is something you can't get back. All the other things you're calling and checking on or whatever, inboxing, inbox your family members. Check on them. You really don't know until you check in. And if you've been an MIA family member, this is a great weekend to reappear. I have a cousin right now who just reappeared in our lives after 15, 20 years. Love it. Okay, we've all made choices. Your choices kept you away from the family for that long. That's fine. You're here now. Let's enjoy the N-O-W. That's all we have. We can plan for tomorrow. We can, you know, repeat the mistakes of the past. But all we have is N-O-W. My gosh, let's catch up. Let's talk. Let's not catch up. Let's just talk about what's going on in the future or right now. How was your day today? And, you know, the fact that he reached out to us, it's like, oh, my gosh, that's exciting. Why? Because we as human beings have a need to belong. We have a need to connect. And if we're not getting that at family, we want to get that somewhere else because it's a basic human need. You see that in prisons. You see that in residential treatment. You see that in jobs. People who have workplace spouses, excuse me, I've never understood that, but it's because something is missing and something is lacking somewhere else. Just like when you have a mineral or iron deficiency in your body, you start to crave things and want things that aren't quite normal, but it's because your body says, I need something, and I need you to give it to me in order for me to survive and to thrive. You being MIA from your family or distancing yourself from your family because you've got red hair and they've got blue hair, okay, y'all get together and make some purple hair cousins for the next generation to play with, or do whatever you got to do, bleach yours, dye yours, it doesn't matter, whatever needs to be done so there's some sort of reconciliation, because family is the center and the support of most of our communities, it needs to be done. And the time is now. There is a great sense of urgency for families to get back to being families. So what if you're all left-handed and this person's right-handed? So what if you all have crossed eyes and this person's eyes aren't crossed? Your family. It doesn't matter about the differences when it comes to being family. What matters is the heart of the matter, and family needs to be in your heart, and we need to do as much as we can for the people who are in our family. And that does mean spending that time. It does mean making quality choices. Does that always mean going in your wallet and writing a check and feeling like you got to support every family function with your finances? Set your boundaries. It's fine, but it does mean being available and being open and having the tough conversations, the necessary conversations, letting the children know the truth, letting even adult children know the truth. Honey, it's time that I told you the truth. Yes, there may be some pain. Yes, there may be some hurt. Yes, there may be some tears, but I promise you 100%, I'd rather hear it from the people that are involved than to hear it on the streets or to hear from somebody who's not in the situation directly. There's something called betrayal when you can't come clean about your situation and someone else brings it to the forefront. The person involved feels betrayed and feels hurt and feels all sorts of emotions that can't be mended. You can't fix an inside situation with an outside resource. I'm thoroughly convinced. If there's a situation on the inside of your home, inside you, inside of the family, it needs to be fixed within the family. I'm thoroughly convinced that the person across the street who runs the store should not be the one to tell your child that that's not your uncle. That's really your brother or that's really your father. I'm thoroughly convinced because if you find out from the outside, all the trust that you had on the inside has now been broken. And if you're the one who broke the trust, then you need to be the one to repair that trust, to rebuild that trust, to make some sort of effort. Because what's suffering if you don't? The family. You're suffering in silence because carrying secrets just is destroying you. Some sort of emotional baggage that you were carrying around is why you can't have a lasting relationship, because you're not trying to fix the ones that you've already messed. But it also hurts the people that are involved in the situation when outside people tell you stuff that's going on in your house, your household, your bloodline. It sucks. So the charge is to what? To call, pick up the phone, use your smartphones actually as a phone and contact family and just check in and check up and check out your family, because the statistics on positive family interactions are to decline greatly. It's a very negative spiral that we're on. But you have the power to do what you can with the life you have today and this weekend to stop that spiral in your family. I'm so excited about this Family Focus series and Focus on the Family and Couch Conversations. I just see greater. I see expansion. But it's not going to happen if you keep all the information to yourself. So tell a friend, share the link, keep the information flowing so we can all get better together. Okay? All right. Well, I'm your host, Rev J. And as always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forevermore. You have a good one. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.